Good evening. This is Shobhasachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said maritime sector is driving India's growth. He said over the last decade, the sector has transformed significantly, boosting trade and port infrastructure. Mr. Modi was addressing the Maritime Leaders Conclave organized under the India Maritime Week 2025 at the NESCO Exhibition Center in Mumbai this evening. He said India's maritime sector is advancing with great speed and energy. The Prime Minister said today's India's ports are counted among most efficient in developing world. Mr. Modi highlighted that amid global tensions, trade disruptions and shifting supply chains, India stands as a symbol of strategic autonomy, peace and inclusive growth. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today called on Governor Lieutenant General retired K.T. Farnak at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar. They discussed key developmental issues concerning the state and reviewed the progress of several ongoing initiatives. They also shared their commitment to ensuring that development in Arunachal Pradesh remains inclusive, technology-driven, and focused on empowering its people. The Chief Minister apprised the Governor of his recent visit to Japan. He briefed the governor about potential collaboration that could enhance opportunities for the state's young workforce in emerging sectors. The governor discussed the need to pursue a geospatial technology-aided monitoring of projects through reliable and verifiable data. He called for the promotion of sports and youth development in Arunachal Pradesh. Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Farnak today interacted with the NSS volunteers and program officers of Rajiv Gandhi University, including Bharat Rashtriya Seva Yojana Purushkar awardee Raja Busumatari at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar. The governor encouraged the NSS POs and volunteers to cultivate inquisitiveness, empathy and positivity in their daily lives. He urged them to develop the spirit of problem-solving and to approach every challenge with a constructive mindset. The governor, who is the chief director of RGU, called upon the youth to become agents of transformation and actively contribute to the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of a Viksit Bharat, a developed and self-reliant India. Expressing concern over the rising menace of drug abuse, the governor urged the volunteers to take up awareness campaigns that reach every section of society. The District Election Office FIA K. Panier District successfully conducted the draw of lots for 33% reservation of seats for women in the Panchayati Raj institutions, FIA writes. The event was held at the conference hall of the Deputy Commissioner's Office, Yachuli, under the chairpersonship of K. Panier District Election Officer cum Deputy Commissioner Shweta Nagarkoti Mehta. Monduro 5.4, the fifth edition of world's highest enduro race, was inaugurated today at the amphitheater Workthrough Market, Tawang. Themed Monduro Goes Green, this year's edition emphasizes environmental responsibility and sustainability in adventure sports. A total of 25 riders from across India and overseas, including Japan, Iran, Bhutan and Nepal, will compete in this high-altitude endurance challenge. On the occasion, MLA Tawang Namge Shering unveiled the official race jersey and flagged off the ceremony. DC Namgyel Angmo, DW Thungon, ADC Tawang, Rinchin Leta and others were also present. The District Election Office West Coming yesterday conducted the draw of lots for 33% reservation of seats for women in the PRS at Coming Club, Bomdila. Out of the 13 JPM seats, 4 Thembang, Dirang, Trujino and Jerigaon have been reserved for women. Subsequently, draws were also conducted for Gram Panchayat seats across the entire district. Admin officers from all subdivisions, along with representatives of political parties, VRA members, senior citizens, villagers, the public and others were present. DC Techwaran officially released the District Disaster Management Plan 2025 for Tirap District yesterday. The plan provides a comprehensive framework for disaster preparedness, mitigation, response and recovery, aiming to enhance the district's resilience and ensure coordinated action during emergency. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.